This is your Christmas now. So Merry Christmas, first day of December. We're glad to hear you're in your Christmas season. As Mary said, we are ready for him, and I'm Debbie Wagner. And next is Janice Phelps, and Debbie Wilson, and Tamara Schaefer. And we've been reading together for 14 years, 13 years. And we've been to CBS for at least 11. And I found kind of notes back to 2000 when we came into the room here. So thank you for being one of our audience, because this is an audience. The next song we're going to hear Angel sing is Came Upon a Midnight Clear, which was written in 1848, and it's also recorded in the song of the Angel of Pierce the Shepherd, and sang of God's word.
And it said, "It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on good earth, or peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing." So as we play It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, close your eyes and imagine that you were there listening to the angels sing. The Holly and the Ivy is our next song, and it dates back to the 17th century, and it's thought to actually have pagan origins, But it was revamped by a famous folk music collector whose name was Cecil Sharp, and it now has decidedly religious lyrics to it. The lyrics tell of the holly, which features and symbolizes Jesus and his suffering. It produces a white blossom, which represents his purity. It has clusters of red berries, which represents his blood. And the holly also has a pretty sharp little prickle to it, and that's a prominent feature in the leaves. This could symbolize the crown of thorns that Jesus wore at the time of his death, or the thorn could represent the sword which went into his side. So think about all that Jesus did and celebrate his birth as we listen to the holly and the ivy. Glad to see you kids here. Okay, now we're going to turn our thoughts to the shepherds at Christmas time. They also received some wonderful news that night. They witnessed the multitude of the heavenly host, the angels praising God, and they acted quickly on it, and they went to see Jesus and Mary, traveling to see the newborn king. And then they spread the news to anybody who would listen. Our next song is simply entitled The Welsh Carol, and you may remember we did play this last year, and you may remember this from the movie The Empire of the Sun. It tells the story of the wonderful night when the angels appeared to the shepherds, telling of the birth of the Christ child. This beautiful lullaby is one that I imagine the shepherds might have sung to God's newborn child, and I did find the lyrics, and I will read some of them. Awake were they only, those shepherds so lonely, on guard in that silence profound, when color had faded, when nighttime had shaded their senses from sight and from sound. Then lo, broke a wonder that drifted asunder the veils from the splendor of God, when light from the holy came down to the lowly, and heaven to the earth that did they trod.
Thank you.
But we have one last song for you. The book of Revelation, as you guys all know, is commonly viewed as a book full of God's judgment. Before I started this study, I may have thought that. But now that we know those scrolls and those woes and those bowls and those trumpets, they tell about a horrible time for those on earth, but for believers, it's a time of great promise and a time of great praising and a time to sing hallelujahs. The heavens sing praises to God over and over. In Revelation 4:8, the angels sang, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." In Revelation 4:11, they sang, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." Revelation 5:12, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Revelation 5:13, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and forever." And then from last week's lesson in the Revelations 11:15, "The kingdom of our world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of our Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." The doors of heaven were opened so that John could see and tell us what is to come. Our final song is the Hallelujah Chorus. And when Handel was asked how he came to write the Messiah, he said, "I saw the heavens opened, and I saw God upon his white throne." We join with all of heaven in choruses of hallelujahs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who reigns forever and ever.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, and Mary needs a tissue. And you're dismissed to your core groups.